28 rabbinical articles. Jesus appears to his disciples on the first day of the week, his resurrection day, May 5, 2025. John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his sides. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Greetings, precious soul. John tells us that it was evening on the first day of the week, the day of Jesus' resurrection, later known as Lord's Day. On that day, the disciples were gathered, but not in joy. They were afraid of the Jews and had locked the door. Despite their fear and uncertainty about the reports of the resurrection, they remained together. That in itself is grace. Their unity is the midst of fear, a show how important it is to gather even when faith wavers. The church is a place where Christ is proclaimed and where the Spirit works through the world. Jesus comes into the midst of the disciples, despite the closed door, a sign of his power, faithfulness and nearness. His body is a glorified body, not bound by time or space. He appears as the living one, the crucified, who lives, and his appearing is pure grace. His first words are, "Peace be with you." No reproach of judgment, but grace. This peace is not an empty greeting, but a living, given word. A word that brings rest to the troubled hearts. It is the peace. He obtained it on the cross. He showed his wounds, not as a sign of weakness, but as a confirmation that the risen one is the same as the crucified. His peace is not dependent on the feelings of circumstances, but on his finished work. When the disciples see him, they are filled with joy, not because their situation changed, but because they meet the living Christ. Jesus then repeats his words of peace and adds, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." He makes clear that receiving peace leads to a calling. The disciples are sent as he was sent, in love and service and with the gospel of reconciliation. Their sending is unique. They are eyewitness of the risen Christ true by him personality and appointed as the foundation of the church. Yet the church remains called to proclaim the gospel in their footsteps as living members of Christ's body. The church is called to continue the work. Every believer receives peace in order to pass it on. The church does not exist for itself, but is called to bear witness in the world. Jesus not only sent, but also equips. He speaks, he comes, and he gives what is needed. Jesus appears to his disciples after his resurrection and breathes on them. Thus, he gives them the Holy Spirit. This act recalls the creation of Adam, when God breathed life into him, just as life began. Then here begins now new life, recreation through Christ. Humanity, fallen in sin, is not brought back to life, not by itself, but by the Spirit. Christ acts here as the second Adam, bringing restoration where the first Adam fell. The Spirit is not an abstract force, but the person who gives life, open heart, and brings people to faith. This moment is a foreshadowing of Pentecost, where the Spirit will pour it out in fullness. Here, Jesus already gives the first gift, a promise, and beginning of the Spirit as preparation for the church mission. He sent his disciples not only with words of peace, but with the power that proceeds from the Spirit. He then gives them a serious commission, to forgive or retain sins, not on their own authority, but as a representative of the gospel. The church proclaims in obedience what God does. Forgiveness for those who believe, judgment for those who reject. This ministry is sacred, for the word always affects, it either forgives or confirms. The proclamation touched the heart of the gospel, that there is forgiveness through Christ for those who repent and believe. In the closest room, the disciples receive peace, sending the Spirit and authority to proclaim. All of this is the fruit of the resurrection. Even now, Christ comes behind closed doors. He is revealed in his word. His words proclaim peace. The gospel shows his wounds. The Spirit calls to faith in him, who was crucified for our iniquities. The gospel demands a response, not later, but now. Whoever listens and opens themselves receives life, forgiveness, and a calling to make the word known, to proclaim it. We are called to bring the gospel in our families, at work, in our communities, in our world. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. His word is living. His breath gives life. His Spirit works faith. Today is a day of new beginning. Let us arise and let us rejoice like the disciples, because through the word we may see Jesus. Amen.